domain registration is a gift that keeps on giving. For all the geeks in your life, do your shopping at GoDaddy.com. This podcast will give you a special code to get brilliant discounts at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
This summer, when you buy Coke, you get music. You can win an iPod or free songs on iTunes.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
This is Punky.
Cooper, Cooper.
Hello.
Hey, this is Punky. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
I'm Tony Hearn.
And we're back with another edition of what I can only say is my favourite podcast in the world, mate.
Yeah, ever.
That's right. That's right. We've got a word of the week this week, which is bung scraper.
Bung scraper.
Bung scraper. It's when you don't want to call someone an arsehole, you call them a bung scraper. It's fine. Not bum. Bung. B-U-N-G.
Bung.
Bung. Bung scraper. Bung. Bung scraper. Bung scraper. Bung scraper. Scary music. Ah! Ah! Hey, we got fucking loads to get to again this week. I got a story,
yeah,
about me in Geordie Land. You got a story about you going to London Town for the first time.
I've been down London.
Yeah, down London.
Down London, innit?
You've been practicing, have you? Hey,
yeah.
Hey, why do EastEnders whisper? I'll never understand. Get out of my pub. And I'm going to do for you right now.
Okay.
I'm going to do an impression of both Total Talk Nonsense and Air Out My Shorts at the same time.
Okay.
Set.
Okay, go for it.
Here goes. Might go all over my face.
All right.
Not the first time you've heard that. All right, let's see. Here goes. Ready?
Yeah.
Nice one.
I've just got coffee.
We always find something new to do. I've got a can of lager, courtesy of the 10 O'Clock Horses, who you listen to right now. They're a great band, top lads, lovely fellas. Not long to block the party now, fella.
No, just over a week.
Just over a week. Hey, I've got not one, not two, not three, but four purple burglar alarms this week.
Oh, dear.
From two Scots men and one Scots lady who has two goes at it and still fucks it up.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Cool.
And it's a ladies special this week.
Ladies!
Ladies. All the songs on this week's show are by ladies. Or certainly lady singers. Not necessarily lady bands, but lady singers. First band's got a lady singer. Second band, lady band. Third band, lady band. Fourth band, lady singer. Oh, yeah.
No lady boys.
And it's... We played two of the songs before. Well, we played two of the bands before.
Yes.
Yeah. Up. Ha!
God.
That was me. All right, should we play the first one?
Yes.
Yeah, let's play the first one. I'm going to start now, because it's got a bit of a long start on it. This is Dragster. Step into the death ray. Website, dragstersuicide.com.
Yep.
They'll be on our MySpace top 8 as well. I'm going to play it now. Right, and this is called Step Into the Death Ray, which is the name of their album. Step Into the Death Ray. Here it is. Oh, it's great, this. This is good. You like them, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the lead singer reminds you very much of the proper Mrs. Edwards.
Yeah.
Step into the death ray.
You can die.
It's fucking brilliant, isn't it?
Great
Absolutely.
Band.
Absolutely, what a great band.
And the gig of my band, Alcohol,
yeah,
back in March.
Dragster. Yeah, superb band. And Fee's really lovely as well.
Yep, met her and talked to her on the gig.
Invited Fee to block party.
Do you think she'll come?
Nah.
No.
Doubt it.
We invite everyone to block party.
Yeah. Sunday, the 28th of May.
Day for Bank Holiday Monday.
No excuses.
£4 on the door. £5. No, £5 on the door. £4 in advance.
Yep. Adverts on our local radio station.
Yeah.
Which we may or may not be allowed to do, but fuck it. We've started, so we're finished. So, MySpace, latest comments.
Okay.
The two websites other than our own, punkyradio.com, that we love the most are MySpace and Podcast Alley.
Yes.
So, I'll do the latest comments on MySpace and you do the latest comments on Podcast Alley. Deal? Mm-hmm. Right, here he goes. I've got 10. There's 10 here, yeah. I normally do top 5, but we've had so many this week. I've done 10, but I've picked 10 fairly short ones.
Okay.
All right. The first one is exactly the kind of comment I want to receive. This is from Sherry. I am so excited about your podcast. I feel 16 again. I still love punk after all these years. Thank you, Sherry.
Nice.
Now, this is the kind we normally get, though, from Sherman. Fucking love you guys. I'm not Scottish. Purple burger alarm. You guys fucking rock. It's just what I need to get through my weeks. You guys are as funny as a chimpanzee looking into a hairdryer, sucking a flammable lollipop connected to 50 ounces of petrol. Rock on, guys, and goopa goopa to you too, Sherman.
Nice. It's not quite the usual. It's not called me gay.
No, true, yeah. But there's time.
Okay.
Number 3, Lozzy. Now, tech speak, kids. Mm. Right. Can we, if you're going to leave us a comment, Use some form of English we recognise, yeah?
You're not limited to what you can put.
You are da best. Me and me mates think you's da best. Don't stop. We love you. I appreciate the sentiment, Lozzy.
Yeah.
Next. My sucky excuse for... this is from Kim, who got the date of the show wrong previously. My sucky excuse for getting the date of the show wrong is that I am on cold pills. That and I'm a dork. Oh, and sorry for my friend's comment about British dentistry, Kim. That's quite nice, because that's an apology, right? And it is true that everyone in the States has got lovely, fantastic teeth.
Yeah.
And everyone in Britain has got filthy, dirty, rotten teeth.
Yeah.
But it isn't because we haven't got dentists, it's because we don't go to them.
No, because they hurt us, and they're bastards.
And don't new septics all get retainers when you're 14, and we're too cool to wear fucking retainers.
Yeah.
We'd rather have shit teeth than have braces. Yeah.
That's right.
This one's from Dalton. This is the kind we used to.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, you cock-drizzling wankers.
Yeah.
It's been feeling a bit like England over here because it's raining so fucking much. I love the show and I listen to it every day. Oh, yeah. And if Tony ever gets with a girl, tell him she may bleed like a shot fox if his berserker is big enough.
Berserker!
Berserker! Berserker! Berserker! Always looking.
Always looking.
No, always looking. Dalton.
Oh, nice.
Always looking. Hey, thanks. Yeah, this is from Five of Diamonds. Hey, thanks for the ad. I've been listening to you guys since your first episode. Cool. I missed the Gopher Lady song. It brought a sense of humour to the parts in between the songs.
Thanks for that.
Cheers, mate. Can't you put it back on? No, pod safe.
Not pod safe.
But I'm really pleased that the parts between the songs you think are fucking rubbish.
Yeah, thanks for
that. And the only thing you find funny is some woman going, or whatever she fucking goes. Right, next. Holly.
Right.
Splendid work. You guys always pick me up when I'm feeling blue. I love you too. Love the music also. Can't forget the wonderful music. Smashing. A bunda wonderful. Laugh out loud. Heart you, my darlings. Times 333 HP. Source? Don't know. Nice one, that one. Really like us.
Right, okay.
Really likes us. Lovely. Next one. Vacuous tossers. Black cat. Not quite so keen.
No.
Next. This one is my favourite one.
Okay.
It's really straightforward. 1,345 MySpace friends and still no sex for Tony. Bear.
Just make a comment in it.
And last one. Fetish Week. This is from Amy, the pilot Olsen.
Oh, yes.
Amy, who doesn't say from Philadelphia.
No.
Maybe she's moved. Amy. Fetish Week. Here we go. Fetish recall, fact or friction?
Fetish recall.
Dirty mature women. Pee woman unchained. Open brackets. Are they usually chained, Prof Tom? Any thoughts? Close brackets. Well, he's not on this show, Amy. Fuck off. Piss sluts 5. Anal Asian. Say it 5 times fast. Piss sluts 5 anal Asian. Piss sluts 5 anal Asian. Piss sluts 5 cunt. Can't do it.
No.
and one tailor-made for Punky. Always looking!
Always looking!
Not only is there a porn film called But Can She Type? There's also one called Always Looking. Brilliant. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. If you are on MySpace, as is a friend, if you're not on MySpace yet, get on it.
Yeah.
Unless you've still got things to do in the outside world.
True. Yeah. One right, of those, Five of Diamonds or whatever
Five of Diamonds,
it is,
yeah,
they added me as well, so I went to their page to have a look at them, and there was some conversation going off with some other Punky listener about us.
Cool.
One of them's talking about the Butch Tony Fuck Pony thing from ages ago.
Oh, wow, that is ages ago, yeah.
Yeah, perhaps you're going to see send some artwork in for it. I don't know, but she's going to dig it back up.
We did get some artwork from Ems this week. I saw that. You need to put that
the
on
the picture, the photograph.
Yeah, you need to put that on our art page.
The Punky looks
Punky.
A bit like Punky.
I think she might have started writing an M then and thought, oh, hang on, it's an N.
It's her birthday, isn't it?
Happy birthday, Ems. Happy birthday, Ems. You are now old enough to listen to this show.
Correct.
Hey!
I come to Block Party 6.
Hey! Bit of a journey for her, but... Right, what have you got there?
I've got Podcast Alley comments. You can visit Podcast Alley, podcastalley.com. Please vote for us. We like you voting for us and leaving comments. Go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the page, there is an important please read. Please vote for us. Just click on that link, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you want to add a comment and be read out. We read the best ones. Only 5 of them this week. Here we go. You guys kill me. I just started...
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that. I just started to listen to your podcast and I haven't laughed that hard in a long time. My eBay user ID is She Bled Like a Shot Fox.
How good is that?
That's great. That was so damn funny. Word of the week, cockfag. Phrase of the week, not the brightest peanut in the turd.
That's quite nice, though.
That is quite cool.
Not the brightest peanut in the turd.
That's some S Gold.
S Gold, we're going to add that, and we're going to put your name on it. On the Punky Dictionary.
She Bled Like a Shot Fox.
No.
S Gold.
No.
What?
Not the brightest peanut in the turd.
No, you put your name on it. Which name?
Oh, sorry, yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, my fault.
Right.
There you go, I've just apologised.
Fucking hell, eh?
First time ever. And
won't
the
last. Be again, yeah. Punky! Hello, Paul and Tony.
Hello.
I'm writing to let you know that you have a wonderful podcast.
Thank you.
I would like to dedicate this comment to Tony and his lovely speaking voice and kind demeanour. Tony's
nice,
amazing!
Hey!
You're okay too, Paul.
Thanks.
I listen every week and cannot get enough of the... Americlass Jen.
Thank you very much. There you go, Tone. There's a bloke called Americlass Jen who really likes you.
Oh, God. Greetings from Mansfield, Ohio.
Mansfield, Ohio.
Call me on.
Our twins. Come on, Mansfield, Ohio.
Yeah.
Give me 6.
You scurvy assholes have finally motivated me to stop being a complete douchebag and to vote for you. You should be very proud. Your show is by far my favourite thing to listen to while sitting in school, so you should love the fact I randomly laugh in the middle of, and then it cuts off. From memory or fog.
Fair enough.
Yeah. School. Okay. That's fine. Best podcast ever.
Correct.
Well done. Next. Being in the radio industry myself, I hear lots of music, but nothing compares to Punky. I look forward to listening to every show. If you don't at least give them a listen, you are fucking retarded.
I agree. Or
fucking emo.
Yeah.
Kimber. Meet from Sarasota. Sarasota?
Hoping.
Florida.
To meet from Sarasota this summer. Because we'll be staying just down the road. Meet's got a show on a radio station in Sarasota.
Oh, right.
I think it's a Sunday night punk show. And I'm hoping to go on there as a guest.
Nice one.
Yeah. Busman's holiday. Batsman's holiday.
Last one. Ha ha! Check my bad self. Wicked! I voted for Punky, Pod Riot, and TTN.
Well done.
And I could say Purple Burglar Alarm. So there. Yeah, you can type it. Don't know if you can say it.
No proof.
I didn't want to make it too long or would be cut off. Fuckers.
True.
From Richmond Grant. Well, that Grant Richmond's holiday, I think.
Well,
that's from Grant, anyway.
Grant.
Yeah.
Cool. Well done.
Thank you.
Next one.
Yeah.
Next song. We're going to race through the start of this because we know we've got long bits coming up. And this is the song, Bridget Hanley.
Oh, cool. They're great as well.
This is the one that I should have played last time. Oh, by the way, because it's ladies from all over the world,
ladies.
By the way. Ladies from all over the world. That's right. We've had Dragster from Coventry.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's ever done a Lady Godiva.
What's that?
Oh, for fuck's sake, man! Lady Godiva rode right. through Coventry naked on the back of a horse. Right. Lady Godiva?
Not Lady Godiva, was it? Oh, right, no.
What do you think it was?
I don't fucking know.
There was a corpse rode through there. Why don't you know what she was called? Lady Cadaver. Right, next one's Australia. From Australia. And Bridget Hank, now, we played Bitter Taste, didn't we?
Yes.
A few weeks back, and I said it's the wrong one, it's a slow one. I'm going to play the right one this time.
But that was a great song.
Great one. And it's BridgetHandley.com. Bridget spelled B-R-I-G-I-T-T-E, Handley, H-A-N-D-L-E-Y.com. They'll be on our top eight as well. They're from Australia. They're really nice people. They've been in touch with us quite a bit. Fantastic band as well. Here's the proof. This is Alien Movies. I like this a lot.
Oh, there it is.
Ooh. Ooh. That's very good, isn't it?
And that tricky false ending there.
I do like it. Wah! Wah! That's one of my favourite bits of this show. No one knows why we do it.
I was talking to Poco last week and he was on about doing some kind of fancy remix for it, so happens with that, yeah.
Fancy remix of what?
I don't know, he's keeping something. He's got some plans.
He's a Looney Tune. So, that was Bridget Handley.
Yes.
They'll be on our MySpace. All the bands will be on our MySpace top 8 this week. Emails and messages. Now, these are a combination of emails that have been sent to me, poorlyb@punkyradio.com.
Right.
and also MySpace messages. Now, I'll be honest with you, if you want something read out on the show, we'd appreciate it if you wouldn't MySpace message it, because they get lost too easy. If, yeah. if you've got something that you want us to read out on the show, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Deal?
Deal. Yeah, because my message you get as well on that.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. Right, so, especially with all the friends we've got. So, and there's some long messages here, so bear with me, but they're worth it.
Okay.
This one's come from Steve Bear. You know, Bear, he's just like, he's on it. Bear's on it, right?
Angry. Angry man.
Here we go. Hey up, Udder Face, how goes it? Firstly, I'd like to say all the usual bollocks about how great your show is and how much of a cum stain on the bedsheet of humanity Tony is. But I'm too lazy.
Thanks.
So just pretend I said it. Right, down to business. I was in Morrison's the other day getting my lunch, in my lunch break, surprisingly, and so I wander around trying to find something to compliment my special offer chicken tikka pasties and decide that a bottle of cherry coke and a big packet of those spare rib oriental cracker doodahs would go well. Was satisfying. So I look along to find the smallest queue, so I can get back to work in time to use the remainder of my break looking at naked chicks on MySpace, as you do, and chuck me stuff on the little conveyor belt, with only an old lady and a fat man in front of me. Then I see it. At first, I wasn't sure if it was a he or a she, or indeed a he-she, but it had a distinct lack of breasts, so I figured it was a fella. Well, he would, wouldn't you? So anyway, on top of this lad's head and across most of his face was a fair amount of dyed red hair. Proper emo sweep. Seriously, how do they manage to have that terrible depth perception? Which in itself is funny enough. But then I get this little voice in my head. Two little words. Kid and blood.
Kid and blood.
I stifled my laugh and just about managed to get away with it by pretending I had a cough. I then spent the whole time wondering if he dyed his hair with kitten blood. And to top it all off, when he handed me my change, instead of the usual thank you or cheers, or even just a grunt, I simply said, kitten blood. Realised what I'd said and made a sharp exit. I now cannot walk down the street without shouting, kitten blood, whenever I see an emo kid. The only consolation is I know they won't beat me up. They'll just go home and write about it in their diaries. Probably in kitten blood. Steve, how good is that? Right, you're going to read the next one because they're long and it's fair. So it starts off, Dear Paulie B, in the dark time thing.
Yeah. Okay. Dear Paulie B and Butch Tony.
That's us.
Yeah, it is. I recently subscribed to Punky Radio on iTunes.
Well done.
And let me first say, fuck yeah, Punky Radio is the shitsnits. You cunts are funny as hell, and,
hey.
And the music's not half bad either. Thank you so much for expanding my vocabulary. Today I told my boss that I was busier than a one-legged cat trying to bury shit in a frozen pond. Unfortunately, this went down like a cup of cold sick.
Wankers.
Feel free to use that as phrase of the week if it amuses you. I love listening to you smacktards, but get strange looks from people when I laugh out loud while listening in public. I had a mansion on King Fuck Street, Fishtown,
hey.
And was considering running for mayor until I discovered Punky said, keep up the good work, you cum-stained piss mops. That's from the dirty hua.
The dirty hua.
H-U-A.
Of hua. No.
The dirty
read
hua.
It. Of.
The, from Poria.
The dirty hua of Porirua.
Porirua.
It's got to be some Polynesian island or something, hasn't it?
Weird.
That's great, though.
P.S. Mrs. Edwards is enough to make Uncle Foam stand up and tap dance.
I have to agree. I have to agree. Right, next up.
Class.
Next up, right. Here goes, right. Right, this now this one has come from Naomi. Right.
Emo girl.
Is it? Okay. Goopa Goopa. Hello, emo chickens. I have some random emo crap for you that me and my boyfriend thought of while walking through town. Emo insurance for every time you feel like dying. There is actually an insurance company called Nemo Insurance, so that's where it comes from. And I've included a picture, which obviously can't show it, of an emo emu, which you're going to put on the Punky page as well.
Okay.
You haven't seen it yet, but...
No.
It's rather amusing. It is. It's quite funny. Hugs and Punky Kisses, Naomi. And this one's coming from Ems. Happy birthday, Ems.
Happy birthday. 18th.
Because, you know, we asked last week, I said, if you can think of an emo address rather than email address.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Email your emo address
slash,
to
slash,
us.
Slash wrists.
Yeah. Check this out. Hey, Paulie. How about this for an emo address? Slit my wrist and black my eyes at imsofuckingemo.com. Hee hee, Ems.
Isn't she an emo band, though, Ems?
Oh, well, no, that's Emily, isn't it?
Right.
Oh, I don't know. There's a lot of people around starting with E. Joe Nobody, this is quite good. Add my sorry ass so I can comment you like a free man, or at least like a pretend... Oh, because I hadn't heard it. Anyway, I must submit a word for the week, or the next time your brilliant fucktard selves make a show. Brilliant, by the way. But anyway, can't let the ADD get a hold of me, eh? That'll sound good if you say it out loud. It did. It didn't. But anyway, the word, right, is bung scraper. Here we go.
All right, yeah.
Which is someone who is such an asshole that the previous term isn't fitting, so call him a bung scraper. And if you could also say bunghole instead of ass, more proper if you ask me, but it'd be a riot if this made it to the air. Always looking, of course. Listening SFOD for life. Do you know what SFOD is?
Nope.
No, I don't either. Later, wankholes. Joe Nobody. Oh, fuck, yeah. And then, no, and then I got this last one from McFly. Not
the
McFly, no. Lad called McFly, who, when I handed out some flyers at York University last week, he picked one up.
Oh, nice.
Fantastic show, guys. Also, really enjoyed Paulie B's gig last week in York. Pilchard Custard, McFly. Lovely fucking job.
Oh, nice.
The Power of Punky. Brilliant. Thanks so much for doing that. This week, we'll be in about shortly, but I've been lobbing flyers around the northeast, basically. Right. We're ready for the next song.
Are we?
Yeah.
Okay, can I do a quick... finish that
sorry.
Off iTunes.
Yeah, sorry, well, do you want to do the twat as well?
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, we'll do both.
Okay, so where this iTunes view on the US iTunes store last week, I forgot to print it out, but I have done today, it's only short. The title is Nothing Less Than 5 Stars Will Do.
Hey!
Got to agree there. And it just says, this podcast makes me wish I was British. It's awesome. And that's just an anonymous review.
Well, thank you, Anonymous.
God, thank you very much.
Yeah.
5 stars, of course, as well it was.
Go on, do the twat then.
Okay, this is a twat. If you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with the twat's name, their location, and a reason for the nomination.
Ooh.
This one is from Mike J and Morgan S.
Oh, fuck, I've just done my tooth. Did you hear that?
That sounded painful.
I've just done my tooth on a can. Ah, this can cannot beat me. My teeth are made of shoddy enamel.
Sure they're not made of wood. Okay, Tony.
Who do you think I am? George Washington?
Yeah. Can I carry on?
See, the fucking septics, they make it, oh, we've got great teeth, you've got shit. George Washington had wooden teeth.
Yeah.
Twat.
Tony.
That's rather sweeping.
Yeah. Hey, you piss mop. My best pal and I have a nominee for Is a Twat. It's a sad tale, really. Our friend Sean, who has been a metalhead for years, has gone off the deep fucking end. Sean recently met a nice young lady, and she purchased a CD of a close mate of yours. Yes, that one. James Blunt.
What? Cunt! Cunt! Oh, that piss mop.
Bastard.
That dirty piss mop.
Dirty bastard.
Dirty
There's
piss
no
mop.
Fucking need for that.
The bung scraper.
And Sean has taken a liking to that Knight of the Brown Hole.
Bung scraper!
Bastard!
Bung scraper!
He plays it in his vehicle... At work, at home, and even tries to play at friends' houses. Now that's just wrong.
I have to say, Three Wise Men by James Blunt isn't that bad.
No, but come on.
It's terrible!
It's... Oh. I've just remembered something else after this. We have tried to talk some sense into him, but to no avail. Maybe you cunts can give him some words of advice. If this doesn't
get
him
kill
on,
yourself.
Yeah, just die.
Die.
Kimbler.
Die a slow, horrible death.
If this doesn't get him on Punky as a twat, nothing will. And it's... Okay. There we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Sean Springsteel from Clifton, Colorado is a twat.
Nice one, man.
Okay. And that's from Mike J. and Morgan S. And who say, Goopa Goopa. These are the guys who actually have Goopa Goopa as their email address.
Oh, I like that.
But James Blunt, I was at a gig on Thursday watching The Great Weeble.
Yeah.
And they... On the last song, they were introducing... They sang lyrics to songs, popular songs from the charts, over their music. And they did it. Beautiful. James Blunt.
Did they?
There was no need.
But was it funny or was it terrible?
No, they did it in earnest.
Oh.
Just like, lots of things. It was great. It was nice. Oh, this is good. This is clever. And it just stopped me in my tracks. I was dancing. No, there's no need. I pointed to my back.
Oh.
But it's still a great band. But there was no need for that. Oh. James Blunt. Hate him.
Oh.
Am I disturbing you?
Oh, fuck it. I can't fucking believe it. They say they wobble, but they won't fall down. They fucking will if I get hold of them. They'll stay down as well, the dirty, weebling bastards. James, fuck. Right then. Track 3.
Yes.
Itchy tits.
No. I just think it's his T-shirt.
No, it's just full of my armpits. Itchy tits. Do you know what? MySpace is fucking great. I stumbled upon a band on MySpace called Itchy Tits. I thought, I want some of that. Got in touch with them, said, can you send me something? And they did, and they were brilliant. They sent me a 7-inch single that I can't play, but they had the forethought to put it on a CD. for me as well.
Nice.
Very nice of them. Very good. They're from Essex. Essex is... It's such... Essex is... It's a county of extremes.
Right.
You've got your chavs. You've got your boy racers.
Yeah.
But then there's also a brilliant underground movement in Essex as well. Brilliant kind of alternative movement there. And there's, for example, like Depeche Mode come from Essex. Yazoo came from Essex. Extreme electronic bands, right?
Right.
Billy Bragg comes from Essex.
Right.
Extreme political sort of electric folk type character.
Mm.
Right. Brilliant bands. Brilliant blues bands come from Essex. Fantastic blues bands. And Itchy Tits, I think they're from Loughton in Essex, I'm not sure. But have a listen to this. It's a little bit different to what we normally play, but nevertheless, I'm playing it. And guess what their website is, Tony?
Itchytits.com?
You're a genius.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're a genius.
I know.
You see, no point in going on.
Itchy Tits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Itchy Tits. I like that. I like that a lot. And it's on... Now, I'm afraid it's... The EP they sent me was not an actual release. It was just some songs that they'd put on a CD and posed it to me.
Right.
With the single. But they are on... They will be on our top eight by the time you hear this.
Yes.
And itchytits.com. I'm amazed they got that. I just thought...
Yeah, because certain words you can't have. Well, in not, domain name.
Well, yeah, but not just that. I just thought that there
oh,
would
right,
be...
See.
There's bound to be
well, no, if,
some dubious site somewhere.
Some porn
like,
site. Can't call it Itchy Tits. It's not really not, very sexy, is it?
Yeah, but there's specialist sites, aren't there?
Oh, I like girls with itchy tits.
Well, no,
not really, no.
There's everything else.
Oh, is this true?
Anyway, well done then for getting...
Girls with fleas, that do it for me.
Girls with fleas, that'll do it for me. .com.
I find myself scratching now. Oh, anyway.
Hey, two ooh, poems ooh. For Poetry Corner.
Check yourself.
And they couldn't come further away from Punky and still be on the planet. One from Australia, one from New Zealand.
Sweet.
Poetry Corner. If you would like to write a poem for Punky, email it to paulieb@punkyradio.com. When we get them, we love them, and we'll put them on the website.
Yep.
Every single poem that comes in that isn't ridiculously shit, we'll
right,
put on the
true.
Website. Right?
Because we have a listener section now, don't we? On punkyradio.com.
Yeah. Punkyradio.com. You can say it. Anyway, email paulieb@punkyradio.com if you have a poem for us. This is our air out my short section. The difference being, of course, that you, like the word whore, or letters prosy, as I call her,
uh-huh.
is a nice person. And
nice.
I, unlike Preston Buttons, or as I call him, Robot Zips, am not a fucking idiot. Right? So, a poem from New Zealand. This is from The Chad. Ugh, weird. Down here in New Zealand, our life is quite shit. If I hear Lord of the Rings again, I'm going to have a fit. James Blunt is a twat. We know that here too. That cunt Simon Cowell can sit on my size 13 shoe. When I'm quite done with screwing this you, Tony's next since he likes it in the ass too. Rock on, fucktards. Keep the punk shit coming. Gooper, gooper. P.S. We can't even get iTunes down here. How fucked is that? Mate, I've seen New Zealand. It's in black and white. Now, next one, I'm afraid I don't know who this is from. The email address just adds 12 at something or other, and it's signed off piss mop out. So
they've
I'm not
done
sure.
A comment before on Podcast
yeah.
Alley.
I know, but I don't. We still know who it is. But this one's from Australia. So we've dealt with New Zealand. Now we've got Australia. Brilliant. So happy about this. Hey Paul, I got a poem for the corner. Actually, it's more of a limerick. Here goes. Women are magical creatures. They get wet without water, bleed without being injured, give milk without eating grass, and they can make bonus meat rock hard. Okay. Hope you like it. Piss mop out. I've got to say, it doesn't scan that well.
No.
But then we all know that New Zealanders are far more intelligent than Australians.
Yes.
If you disagree, poorly be at punkyradio.com. In fact, let's do a poll on the website. Who's more dim?
Australians or New Zealanders?
Australians or New Zealanders. That could be our poll on the website this week.
Okay.
Let's find out. Who's more dim?
Okay.
Aussies. No,
really?
Just who's more dim? Aussies and Kiwis. Right? And set the default at Aussies, because there's more Aussies than Kiwis. And that should balance it out, shouldn't it?
All right.
Yeah?
Okay.
Who's
just
more
just
dim?
Just for a week.
Just for a week.
Yeah,
no, forever.
Okay.
Who's more dim? Aussies or Kiwis? That's what we want to know. That's one of the burning issues we have on this show.
Fair enough.
Who's more dim? Right then. So, your week, Tony. Go on, tell me about what it was like in London town.
Well, before then, I did a gig Thursday with some great bands, Axemen, Scotch Guard, and the Numbskulls, being one of them.
And how were they?
They were great.
And what was the turnout like?
It was good, but it dwindled a bit.
Right.
The first band, and it was really cool, and the crowd died down a bit more.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, it was a great night. People came out to see us. Thanks. Oh, big shout out to Afin Mario, who turned out.
That's
Thank
a big shout out.
There you go. And his sister Emma.
Would you like an itchy tit sticker?
Yeah.
Cool. There you go.
I've still got my guitar.
Excellent.
Cool. Thanks for that. I was talking to Roz at the gig, who I think is Poco's lady friend.
All right.
Oh, she don't like you.
What?
She don't like you very much. I don't quite know why.
Why the fuck is she? I don't even know her.
Poco used to listen to it at home on his stereo.
Yeah.
And I think she complained.
About what?
About you.
What about?
Because you're sexist for some reason.
Oh, bent.
I did. So,
fucker.
So, because
fuck
of that.
Fucker. And if that doesn't shut her up, fuck her again.
Well, she says that's a sexist as well. That's telling yourself, Black Bart 6. Always promoting.
Oh, fucking bar.
So if you get some lady coming up to you,
no, I'll just say,
who it is.
Poco, you're welcome, but don't bring your monkey.
We'll take her £4.
£4. Mate, she was probably only calling me sexist because she was on a blob or something, bless her.
Mate, she's cool.
Don't play it to her, Poco. She clearly can't handle the glory that's punky.
He's had to buy MP3 player now to listen on his own.
Excellent. Quite right, see. Well, but let's face it, she'd never work it out.
No.
But the thing about women is they don't understand ironing.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, go on.
So, yeah, and then on Saturday I went down to London.
London town.
London. I've never been before.
I can't believe that.
I've been to Sydney in Australia. And when I was over in Australia, I was, like, doing the East Coast. And I was the people I would meet would go, oh, yeah, yeah. So Australians would have been to London. So yeah, I've been to London and seen the site Westminster blah blah blah, and I thought, oh, I've never been there.
Such a freak.
So yeah, I finally went to see my friend Robster.
Such a freak.
I caught most of the sites. It's really cool.
You didn't do most of the sites. You did.
I did
a few of the sites.
I did a selection of the biggest or the bigger ones.
There's a lot to see in London, Tony.
Yeah.
There's a lot to see and do.
But say I was in there for a day.
It's one of the most wonderful cosmopolitan capital cities in the world. I hate it, but that don't matter.
Right.
I've had to go loads of times. I have to work there and that.
Well, I went down as a pretty choice. I was pretty wide-eyed at it all.
I can't believe it. How old are you?
29.
For fuck's sake. 29? You've never been to London?
No, we don't know.
Pathetic. It's 150 miles down a fucking road.
Yeah. 1 hour 40 on the train. Cost us £6.
£6?
£6.
Well done.
Yeah.
How'd you get that?
some kind of special offer on the train.
Just suck off a conductor.
Well, yeah, that as well. But you take that as given, don't you?
Oh, I saw the advert for that actually.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah.
You
awesome.
Have to go at a certain time. There's only like certain trains that do it. But yeah.
Oh, well,
six quid. And the tube was
great.
Because
it's about 40 quid in petrol. Then, back.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So we went to first class as well. Why not? It was only next to 6 quid.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Get it. First class, 12 quid. Did you spit on the scruffy types?
Oh, yeah. The oinks, I like to call them.
All right, go on, tell your story.
Yeah, so we went out down London Town on the Saturday night. Went out for a meal in Balham.
Balham? Balham. You really did go to the sites in Balham, shite.
Yeah, zone 3 in the tube system.
Oh, Balham, shite. There's a brilliant gig there, though, at the Bedford.
Really?
The Bedford, right. Where Balham Tube is,
yeah.
If you're going down the main road through from Tooting going towards Croydon,
right.
I think, if you make a left at the tube station,
yep.
Come to the next road, the Bedford is right there. And one of the best comedy gigs in London is at the Bedford Tavern called Banana Cabaret.
Well, that wasn't far.
And
it.
I'm doing it in August.
Really? Yeah, I think it was called Herbis something that you met this on. But anyway, after that we went into... Oh, by the way, on the tube...
Did you get excited about the tube, Toby?
I was, because it's like, oh, because it hears much about it, it's gone on the tube, and no one seems to talk to each other. Everyone's got a fucking iPod.
Man. Oh, yeah, well, so they should all be listening to Punky by now, then.
Yeah, yeah. I noticed a stop called Mudshoot, which just made me tick. I am so immature.
Mudshoot
made me smile.
That isn't a tube stop.
Isn't it?
No, that's one of the new ones on the Jubilee line extension. Which is, I think, above ground.
Well, right.
I'm not sure. I might that's the one that goes towards Greenwich. It's one of the new...
Yeah.
It might be. I think that's overground, though.
Okay.
I think.
I saw it on the old map there.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'll bet. The best one in London is Turnham Green.
Turnham Green.
Which is brilliant. Yeah. What are you going to do today? Turnham Green.
Oh, that's much you made me laugh. I took a picture of it because I'm that childish.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Can't believe you've never been to London.
No, but I've done it. I've done most of it now. But then after the...
Especially when there's a road in Mansfield called Butt Lane. Silly man.
But yeah, then went to a club. I got not dragged into a club, but against my will.
What club was it?
Ministry of Sound.
Can you believe it?
The club is club.
Manly Tony, Kitten Blood Hearn.
Kitten Blood Hearn
at the Ministry of Sound.
£15 entrance.
Banging it
large.
Which
is what? $400? $500?
$500, yeah.
Just to get to a club which I didn't want to get into.
It's
into
a house
midnight.
In New Zealand.
Oh, yeah. It's a street in some places.
It's Bogota.
But yeah, I got in there and it's like, I mean, I'm not used to these clubs. I don't really like clubs. But I went because everyone else in the party wanted to go.
Well, not the Disco Biscuits clubs.
But it's proper. It was proper, yeah, that kind
full
of music.
On, yeah.
It's full on dancing
well,
for dance
it's the
people.
Ministry of Sound, mate.
Yeah.
It's quite well known.
And had the main room and then like another room, I couldn't really distinguish between the two. They had exactly the same kind of music.
Yeah.
They were both thumping, bassy music.
Dreadful.
I didn't really enjoy it. So I just stood around, really. My friends were dancing and stuff and I just stood around looking miserable.
Miserable.
Just to stay away from me, you fuckers. I don't belong here. But, for some reason, I got approached twice and got mistaken for being a drug dealer.
Did he?
Yeah. Twice people got mistaken. You got any pills, mate? You going
to
say any pills?
No, I think people who are just on one just go up to everyone saying, have you got any pills? I need some more.
Really?
Yeah.
I just seem to get targeted then.
No, you didn't get targeted,
well,
mate.
Well, they seem to be approaching everybody else.
No, that's because they probably knew everybody else, because they've been down Ministry of Sound before.
All right. So they're sure they'd know who the drug dealers are?
Well, yeah, they clearly weren't there. So they're going out to any random,
Bing.
On the off chance. You're the new Mr. Big on the patch.
Wearing the biggest fuck off and leave me alone look on my face. And so they approach me and go, yeah, all right,
Tony,
you haven't
got a big fuck off leave me alone
I've got,
face.
I have when I'm in the club, listening to shit music.
Rubbish. Are you saying that if... You could pull that face to any woman.
What, the fuck off and leave me alone, look? Well, this could explain a few things.
No. Not a chance.
I can be mean.
So, you went to the Tower of London?
I saw it on the next day, yeah. It was a...
Did you go to the Crown Jewels?
I didn't go in it. I just stopped it,
right.
Took a picture, fucked off. But they were setting up outside for the... there's a gig on. The Trust... thing.
The Trust.
I don't know, it's the 30th anniversary of something. Prince Charles something or other.
Terence Higgins, Prince Charles.
I don't know.
National.
It was Charles something or other this weekend, but they're setting up outside Tower London for
the
it.
The Charles
it was
something
right.
Or the Trust.
Then, I saw Buck Palace.
It means
St. James's Park.
Did you go to Leicester Square?
Yeah. It's all cinemas. There's cinemas on the edge.
What were you expecting?
I don't know. I've never been.
You know when they say, oh, and the new premiere of the movie so-and-so in Leicester Square?
Yeah.
Did you not think there might be a cinema there where they'd maybe have the premiere?
I think there might be something else there apart
there's
from cinema.
There's lots of other things there.
There's like an empire and two audiences.
There's a load of lost tourists and there's random buskers who are really just glorified muggers.
Yeah.
And some of them have entire sound systems just to get in your back bin.
And Trafalgar Square was okay, but they had on the column, that was all...
Did you go to Chinatown? Did you go to Chinatown just north of Leicester Square?
No, I missed that.
Oh, mate, I'll tell
you what. Thing I didn't see, but I was literally like...
You'll have to come down to London with me sometime and I'll show you some good... Let me take you by the hand. I'll lead you through the streets of London.
I went to HMV in Oxford Street.
I'll show you some... You went to HMV in Oxford Street?
It has stage in it.
Yeah.
So I was actually in HMV taking a picture.
That's where they have bands.
I'm such a fucking tourist, man.
Yeah. What do you think of Oxford Street? It's rubbish, isn't it?
Yeah, it was just busy. Just
yeah. It's full of people like you, Oxford Street. Fucking tourists.
I was looking around going, yeah, this is great.
Did you go down Carnaby Street? Carnaby Street used to be brilliant. No, it's rubbish. Right, listen.
Yes.
That's enough of your story.
Yes. That's what I did.
I went to Newcastle Monday and Tuesday. I thought they were my last gigs of this month, but they weren't, as it turns out.
No.
And I knew there was a reason why I'd gone to Newcastle. Not just do a gig. I knew why I'd accepted the gig, and I didn't remember till I got there. And I went out, did the gig, had a really good time, handed out a load of fucking podcast leaflets, met up with a load of fellas who said they're going on this club called Blue Bamboo. I went on there. Were they there? Were they? Fuck. If they were, they didn't want to talk to drunk old me.
Right.
Had a really good time there. And Northumbria University, thank you so much. They've added us on their MySpace page, and they're going to put a link up for us. So you need to send them a banner that they'll put on their Northumbria University page. We'll sort it out.
Okay. Right.
Went to Blue Bamboo, went back to the hotel, a little the worse for wear.
Mm-hmm.
Woke up the next day, and there is a comedy club in Newcastle called the Hyena, and I know all the staff there. And I went up there just to see if anyone was about at lunchtime, and I went there, and there's all these massive balloons outside, and there's just one like the chef guy's there. And I went, all right, guys, any of the chaps about? He goes, it's Ifty's wedding. And I went, fucking hell, I've been invited. That's why I agreed to do this gig in Newcastle, so I could go to... this guy, one of the doormen's wedding the next day. First time in 3 months I haven't got a fucking whistle on me, basically, so I had to just go to the wedding in my jeans.
Right.
Went to the wedding, that was great. Went to the reception after, and it was fantastic, but I'd got this cut. I'd been around Newcastle in the day, and I'd got Ifty and his missus, whose name, I can't remember, Katarina, I think. I'd got on this card, like, congratulations on your wedding card, etc., right? And I'd gone down to the wedding at 1:30. It was supposed to start at 1:45. They didn't let people in until 2:30. When they did, we were the last people in because we were out front smirking tabs, right? And we went in, and I had to stand at the back, which meant that when you had to clap and do all that and stuff and that. And so I just put the card under my arm, and it was really hot, right? So when I came out of the wedding, I took the card from under my arm, and I had all my pit sweat on it, on this, not the card, but on the outside, the envelope. That's right. What it's called, right? So... I won't give this card to them yet. I'll let it dry off.
Okay.
Right. We went back to the reception, which was great, and I lent my card up on a wine bottle on the table. And there were three other comics on the table, and we were all called Paul, which is pretty fucking weird. So every time someone said Paul, four fellas went, yep. Because when you're a comic, you're wrecking yourself, you think they're saying you. So this went on all afternoon. The girls on the table, as we come apparent shortly, had all decided they were going to call themselves Paula, just to add to the confusion. So there's basically, there's eight Paul or Paulas on this table. And most of them were getting stuck into booze, but I was driving, so I wasn't. And my mate Paul, one of the comics on, was also driving. So me and him were sat next to each other being a bit grumpy. Right, and but having a really nice time. It was a fantastic wedding. But the Ifty... is a Bengali, I think, and his wife was from Sicily.
Right.
Guess what the wedding? Guess what the food was? Bengali and Sicilian. Guess what the food was?
No idea.
Starters, antipasto, main course, Balti.
Fucking
nice
hell.
One. Well done, then. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Right. It gets to about 6:30, and the speeches still haven't happened. I look round at Paul, I look round at him, as he says something to me. As I look round, someone picks up the bottle of wine. The wine, the card falls over into a lit candle and just bursts into flames. So now this wedding card that I've been holding for 4 hours, covered in my sweat, is now on fire.
And your sweat's an accelerant.
I still haven't given them the fucking card. So I'm... managed to get the card out, and there was a burnt hole in the top of the card where it was sealed. Wow. And I didn't know which end that would be, so I thought, I can't leave this any longer. I go over to Ifty's missus and say, look, I'm so sorry, I know that you've never met me before, I've had a lovely day, and I just want to give you this card now before any more damage befalls it. She went, what? And she looks at it and says, what happened? And there's this big kind of U-shaped hole in one side of it. I went, someone knocks it into a lit candle, it bursts into flames, I've done the best I can, but if it's any consolation, it was a really shit poem. Hopefully it's burnt through it. She opened the card up and there's a perfect hole in the middle of the card. Stuck her head through it and went, nah, that's the best card I've ever had. Brilliant. People on the table. There was a guy called Paul Snedden, who is Scottish, and his Mrs. Christine, who is Scottish. And I couldn't resist getting them to say Purple Burglar Alarm. Have a listen to this. Go on.
I'm here once again with another wonderful Scottish person who is more than prepared to have a go at saying Purple Burglar Alarm. Over to you.
I am Paul Snedden. I'm from Glasgow. Purple Burglar Alarm is my approximation of what you want me to say, I think.
That might be the closest yet. Okay, so he hasn't made a bad fist of that, but we have got his missus now, who's going to have another attempt. Over to you.
Oh, Dr. Finlay, it's a purple burglar alarm.
She really can't do it. She's desperate, this one. She does want to have a second attempt. That's absolutely fair enough. But this time you need to introduce yourself and say where you're from before the attempt, or it will be judged invalid.
It's Paula from Leith. It's a purple burglar alarm.
You just can't do it, can you?
I can.
Okay.
Right, so, that's three attempts. Snedden wasn't bad, but he was very sober and trying very hard, and he was trying to do it in received pronunciation. He couldn't say it when he's pissed, mate. Not a fucking chance. But there was one other guy. That night, I did a gig in Middlesbrough, and I was on the bill with a Scottish fella called Des Clark. Well, what else could I do? I said, Des, do you reckon you can say Purple Burglar Alarm? He went, oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Listen to this. This is brilliant, right?
Okay, I'm in uncharted territory here. I've met my third Scotsman in a day who's going to attempt to say Purple Burglar Alarm. Over to you.
My name is Des Clark. I am from Glasgow, and here is my attempt. Purple Burglar Alarm.
No, that's it. How good is that? How good is that? That is fantastic. Nice. So, right, I'm going to play the last song, unless there's anything else that you want me to do now. Anything else?
No, don't think
it's another one by a lady band. Well, it's not a lady band, lady lead singer. They're great, these. Mad Marge and the Stonecutters. This is a little taster of what's going to happen in a few weeks' time, because we are going to be doing a kind of a psychobilly special. It's actually a Baseline Music Hairball 8 and Tall Man Management special, because Brett from Tall Man sent me quite a bit of stuff. But just to give you an idea of what you will be letting yourselves in for by continuing to listen to Punky, here's the last song this evening. Stonecuttersmusic.com to find out more about Mad Marge. They'll also be on our top 8. This is their version of a Stray Cats song from Stray Cats' first album, Fishnet Stockings.
Well, my sweet baby wears fishnet stockings. Look at the rocket man, there ain't no stopping. Sing bop bop a doo wah, fishnet stockings. Shoo bop a doo wah, when she's a rocking. Doo wop a doo wah, there ain't no stopping. Rocking with my baby in a fishnet stocking. She's got hair pink, got hair red. When she puts the black ones on, she makes my head sing bop bop a doo wah. Got a pair of pink, got a pair of red. When she puts the black ones on, she makes my head stockings.
That's great, that. Fishnet stockings. Mad Martha and the Stonecutters. Find out more at stonecuttersmusic.com. It's the end of another punky.
It is.
And we've got to talk about Ruby Breastnut.
Ruby Breastnut,
Ruby
yes.
Breastnut. We found her on MySpace, and there will be more of her, probably, maybe not next week's show, week after. But she started doing this thing. It's a kind of Mystic Meg sort of thing with a... It's a sort of video YouTube thing.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
And she's called Clito. And it's
nice.
Just... Ruby Breastnut is one of the most mental people I've ever had the pleasure to get in touch with. I'm just looking forward to it. And she sent us some stuff. I don't know what she sent us, to be honest.
Okay.
She sent us a CD of her crazy... It's like good fun porno disco punk music. Can't
porno
describe.
Disco punk music?
It's madness. It's just... The woman is unhinged.
Right, okay.
She's not going to be on our top eight this week, but we are going to put her on it when we get the stuff from her. That's the deal. I said to her, look, as soon as we get your stuff, we're going to do a breast knot special.
Oh, nice.
Look, I'm just warning everyone about her now, because the woman's a maddo.
Okay.
Full on. And she's very attractive. Very attractive woman.
Oh, sweet.
And very mental.
Well, that's ticking my boxes.
Of course it is, yeah. It's probably the best chance you'll ever get, mate.
If she's blind, then she's got all three.
So, listen, you have to check out podriot.com.
Podriot, yeah. And anything for your punky needs, punkyradio.com.
Punkyradio.com. Also,
on there.
If you can do a review of us at iTunes, that would be fantastic.
Yep.
If you can vote for us at podcastalley.com, that would be fantastic.
You're doing well.
Our user forums at lastminutecomedy.com are up and running. You can leave anything you want on there.
Yep.
As long as you register. iTunes, please. Subscribe if you can.
Please do.
We had a problem this week. What was the problem?
Someone complained they couldn't get the last couple of weeks' shows on iTunes. Now, I can't understand A, why that would happen, or B, well, it happened. It's fine. Mine's fine. I can't see any problem with it.
Yeah.
The technology's there. So if you have any problems with iTunes, just email me, tony@punkyradio.com, and I will investigate.
And don't forget, if you see an emo kid in the street, shout,
Kimbler.
You bong scrapers. Say goodbye, yeah. Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Bunch of guns, yeah.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On podriot.com.
The best and the brightest. Served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.